Welcome to the Authors Lighthouse Podcast, helping writers and emerging authors navigate the choppy waters of publishing. I'm your host, Karen Schober, indie author and author consultant.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Authors Lighthouse Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to finally talk about memoirs and biographies. We're going to look into the captivating world of memoirs and biographies / autobiographies. And we're going to unravel the magic behind personal storytelling. So what exactly are memoirs and biographies? Well, let me break it down. Memoirs are these beautiful personal accounts that shed light on a specific event or a specific period or periods of someone's life. They're like tiny little time capsule snippets, capturing the essence of a person's experiences, emotions, and growth. Biographies and autobiographies take us on an immersive journey through someone's entire life, written either by someone else, which would be a biography, or by the person themselves, an autobiography. It's like stepping into someone else's shoes and seeing their entire world through their eyes. Now, why are they important? They have this incredible power to inspire, educate, and entertain us. They allow us to connect with the past, learn from the experiences of others, and gain a deeper understanding of different perspectives. Personal narratives have this uncanny ability to touch our hearts and provoke introspection. They remind us we're not alone in our struggles, triumphs, and dreams. Now, if you've ever dreamed of writing your own memoir, there's a few tips and tricks I'd love to share with you. First of all, choose a theme or focus for your memoir that truly speaks to your heart. Remember, this is not your entire life story, but that time capsule. Reflect on those significant moments in your life that have shaped you into the amazing person you are today. Then think about how you want to structure your story and what your storytelling style best captures your voice. Now, for all you biography and autobiography enthusiasts, writing about someone else's life is no small feat. It requires thorough research, capturing the essence of the journey, and bringing their stories to life. Ensure that you maintain accuracy and credibility by fact-checking all of your information, and if possible, collaborating with the subject or their family. Remember, whether you're writing a memoir or biography, the key is to make it captivating and relatable. Pour your heart into their words, explore deep emotions, and create vivid imagery that transports your readers right into the world. So let's really just jump in to the personal storytelling and how important it is and how it truly affects individuals, and the society. Personal storytelling is a powerful tool that allows us to share our emotions, experiences, and perspectives with others. When we open up and vulnerably express our stories, something magical happens. We connect on a deeper level, forming bonds of empathy and understanding. Personal stories can bridge gaps, break down barriers, and foster a sense of unity among diverse individuals. On an individual level, sharing our personal stories can be incredibly liberating and cathartic. It gives us the opportunity to reflect on our lives, make sense of our experiences, and find meaning in the trials we've encountered. It allows us to honor our journey and embrace our authentic selves. Through personal storytelling, we not only heal ourselves, also inspire others that may face similar challenges. But the impact doesn't stop there. When personal stories are shared on a larger scale, they have the power to shape society. They become a voice for the voiceless, shedding light on important social issues and fostering empathy and compassion. Personal narratives can challenge societal norms, provoke thought, and innate change. They empower marginalized communities, raise awareness about injustices, and inspire the collective action. So whether it's through memoirs, biographies, or simply sitting down with a loved one and sharing our experiences. Personal storytelling is a catalyst for growth, understanding, and unity. It has the potential to break down walls, heal wounds, and create a brighter, more inclusive world. Remember that your story matters, your voice matters, and embrace the power of personal storytelling, and watch as it transforms not only your own life, but the lives of those around you. So, we've talked about what this all is, but what exactly is a memoir? We mentioned that it's a personal time capsule, and it is an intimate account of specific events, periods, or themes in a person's life, written by the person themselves, sometimes with a ghostwriter as well. Memoirs offer a glimpse into the author's experiences, emotions, and growth, often capturing the essence of their unique perspective. It's like having a heartfelt conversation with the author when they open up and share their most meaningful moments with you. The most recent memoir that I have read was Endurance by Scott Kelly. It's actually Endurance, My Year in Space, A Lifetime of Discovery. So to be honest, this is somewhere between a memoir because he does talk about his year in space, but it does jump back in time on how he got there as well. I found it was amazing, and it was written with the help of a ghostwriter, but it is a beautiful book. If you like space, I highly recommend it. Endurance by Scott Kelly. It was phenomenal. So let's shift our focus now to biographies and autobiographies. Picture a vivid portrait of someone's entire life story, painted with words. Biographies and autobiographies are in-depth narratives of a person's life, but with a slight twist. Biographies are written by someone other than the subject themselves, offering an external perspective. Autobiographies are penned by the individuals themselves, with or without a ghostwriter, giving a firsthand account of their extraordinary journey. We all know the most popular autobiography right now, Spare by Prince Harry, was penned with the help of a ghostwriter. So why are memoirs, biographies, and autobiographies so important? Well, they're a window into the human experience. These genres allow us to delve into the lives of others, gain insight, inspiration, and wisdom from their triumphs and struggles. Able to connect with the diverse perspectives, cultures, and time periods, broadening our horizons and nurturing our empathy. In reading Scott Kelly's book, I got to go to space with him, and it was phenomenal. I would love to go to space, but this let me experience his experiences a year on the ISS and all of everything that it took to get there, plus it delved a little into his personal life. So memoirs, with their personal touch, provide a deep sense of authenticity. They allow us to relate to the author on a deeply emotional level, finding solace in their shared experiences. It's through memoirs that we discover the universality of the human condition, realizing that we're not alone in our joys, sorrows, and hopes. Biographies and autobiographies offer a panoramic view of a person's entire life. They take us on a captivating journey through their achievements, challenges, relationships, and contributions to society. By exploring the lives of these remarkable individuals, we learn from their triumphs and failures, drawing inspiration and guidance from their unique paths. Through memoirs, biographies, and autobiographies, we also preserve history. These literary treasures provide a glimpse into different eras, cultures, and societal movements, and even space, enduring that the future generations can learn from the past. They are living testaments to the human spirit and our collective story as a society. So we need to celebrate the art of memoirs, biographies, and autobiographies. They invite us to walk in someone else's shoes, even if they're space shoes. Also learn from their experiences and become more empathetic and compassionate individuals. Through these powerful narratives, we embark on a transformative journey to expand our minds and touch our hearts. So let's now touch on the key differences between these two genres. The essence of the memoir. Imagine sitting down with a dear friend, engrossed in their life story, as they unveil their personal experiences, emotions, and reflections. Memoirs are precisely that, an intimate and introspective account of a specific event, period, or theme in a person's life. They are written by the individuals themselves, allowing their unique voice to shine through the pages. Memoirs often offer a raw and unfiltered perspective, delving deep into the author's memories and offering a glimpse into their soul. So now, shifting over to biographies, picture yourself as an enthusiastic historian, diligently piecing together the puzzle of someone's life. Biographies, unlike memoirs, are written by someone other than the subject themselves. They provide an objective and external perspective on the person's journey, offering a comprehensive narrative of their life. Biographers meticulously research and gather information from various sources, interviewing and exploring historical records to create a vivid and well-rounded portrait of the subject. While memoirs are deeply personal, focusing on specific moments or themes, biographies take a broader approach. They encompass the entirety of the person's life, shedding light on their upbringing, accomplishments, relationships, and impact on society. Biographies allow us to step into the shoes of remarkable individuals, exploring the intricacies of their character and understanding the context in which they lived. Memoirs bring us closer to the author's inner world, providing an intimate exploration of their thoughts, emotions, and personal growth. They transport us into the heart of their experiences, allowing us to connect on a deeply emotional level. Memoirs are often driven by a central theme or transformative period in the author's life, offering profound insights and life lessons along the way. Biographies present a panoramic view of the person's life, encompassing a wide range of experiences, achievements, and challenges. They take us on an adventurous journey through history, providing a comprehensive understanding of the subject's impact on their field, society, or even the world. Biographies offer us the opportunity to learn from the successes and failures of extraordinary individuals, drawing inspiration and valuable lessons from their remarkable lives. Now, you might wonder which genre is the right fit for you. It really depends on your personal preferences and the reading experience you seek for your readers. If you crave a deep and emotional connection and more subjective exploration of personal experiences, memoirs are the way to go. If you're fascinated by historical figures, their contributions, and a broader context in which they lived, biographies will satisfy your thirst for knowledge. Whichever path you choose, both memoirs and biographies offer rich and rewarding experiences. They allow us to delve into the lives of remarkable individuals, learning from their triumphs and challenges, and discovering valuable insight along the way. Whether you're captivated by the heartfelt introspection of memoirs or eager to explore the grand tapestry of a life through biographies, embrace the power of these genres to transport, enlighten, and inspire you. The world of memoirs and the captivating nature of these personal accounts. Picture this. You're sitting with a dear friend, sipping a warm cup of tea as they unfold the pages of their life before your very eyes. That is the essence of a memoir. Memoirs are these incredible literary treasures that offer us an intimate and authentic glimpse into specific events or periods of a person's life. They are like windows into the author's soul, allowing us to experience their journey, emotions, and growth right alongside them. Memoirs have this uncanny ability to transport us to different times and places, immersing us in the author's memories and making us feel like we're part of the story. The beauty of memoirs lies in their personal touch. They are written by the individuals themselves, giving us direct access to their thoughts, feelings, and perspectives. Through memoirs, authors courageously open up, inviting us to share their joys, sorrows, and triumphs, and challenges. It's this unfiltered and heartfelt connection that sets memoirs apart from any other form of storytelling. Memoirs often revolve around a central theme, like going to space, a specific life event, like going to space, or a transformative period that holds great significance for the author, like how to get to space. Whether it's the tale of survival, a coming-of-age story, or an exploration of personal identity, memoirs provide a profound exploration of the human experience. They also allow us to connect on a deep emotional level as we witness the author's vulnerability, resilience, and growth. These personal accounts are not just the author's individual journey. They have the power to resonate with readers from all walks of life. Through memoirs, we discover the universal threads that connect us as human beings. We find solace in shared experiences, realizing that we're not alone in our struggles, dreams, and aspirations. Memories offer a sense of camaraderie, reminding us that despite our differences, we all navigate the intricate tapestry of life. When reading a memoir, we become witness to the author's transformation. We see them grow, overcome obstacles, and emerge stronger, wiser, and more empowered. Memoirs have the potential to inspire and motivate us to embrace our own journey, encouraging us to reflect on our own lives and find the courage to face our own challenges. If you've ever yearned for a deeper connection, a richer understanding of the human spirit, and a captivating exploration of life's twists and turns, turn to memoirs. Immerse yourself in the pages that hold the authentic, heartfelt stories of others. Allow their experiences to touch your heart, broaden your perspective, and ignite your own sense of self-discovery. Memoirs are gifts, both to the author who share their stories and to the reader who embarks on these incredible literary adventures. They remind us that our shared humanity, our interconnectedness, and the power of storytelling. So grab a memoir that speaks to your soul. Find a cozy nook and let yourself be transported into another world of another. You'll discover pieces of yourself along the way. Biographies and autobiographies are like time machines that transport us to different eras, allowing us to witness the remarkable journeys of individuals who have left an indelible mark on history. Biographies offer us a comprehensive and objective account of someone's life, written by another person who meticulously researches and compiles the story. Autobiographies are penned by the individual themselves, giving us a unique firsthand perspective of their captivating journey. These narratives are so much more than just retelling events. They breathe life into the pages, immersing us into the subject's world, their triumphs, their struggles, and everything in between. Biographies and autobiographies offer a panoramic view of a person's life, from their childhood and upbringing to their accomplishments, relationships, and contributions to society. When we dive into a biography, we become explorers, embarking on an adventure of discovery. We delve into the depths of historical records, interview, and piece together someone's puzzle of life. Biographers craft a vivid narrative, painting a portrait of the subject with meticulous attention to detail. Through biographies, we gain valuable insights into the person's character, motivations, and the impact on which they have on the world around them. Autobiographies are a personal love letter to life itself. They offer a unique window into the author's soul, inviting us to walk alongside them on their remarkable journey. Autobiographies are an act of introspection as the author reflects on their own lives, sharing their experiences, thoughts, and wisdom with the world. Through their own words, they weave a narrative that is deeply personal, honest, and authentic. The power of biographies and autobiographies lie in their ability to inspire and teach. They allow us to learn from the successes and failures of extraordinary individuals, drawing wisdom from their experiences. We witness their resilience, determination, and the lessons they've learned along the way. These narratives offer valuable insights into human nature, leadership, and pursuing dreams. Biographies and autobiographies also serve as historical records, preserving the legacy of remarkable individuals for future generations. They capture the spirit of time, the social dynamics, and the impact of events on the lives of those involved. Through these narratives, history becomes alive and we gain a deeper understanding of the world. Whether it's through the objective lens of a biography or an intimate voice of an autobiography, these narratives have the power to connect us. They remind us that our shared humanity, our collective stories, and the common threads that bind us together. Biographies and autobiographies offer a glimpse into the lives of individuals who have shaped the world, encouraging us to dream, preserve, and make a difference. Personal narratives and how they can inspire, educate, and entertain us. Personal narratives hold a unique place in the realm of literature. They are like windows into the human experience, offering us glimpses into the lives of others and inviting us to walk in their shoes. These narratives have a remarkable ability to touch our hearts, ignite imaginations, and transform our perspectives. One of the most powerful aspects of personal narratives is the capacity to inspire us. Through the triumphs and struggles of individuals, we witness the strength of the human spirit and the potential for growth and change. Personal narratives show us what is possible and encourage us to dream bigger, reach higher, and believe in ourselves. They remind us that ordinary people can achieve extraordinary things and that our journeys are filled with untapped potential. Personal narratives also have a profound educational impact. They teach us about different cultures, time periods, and perspectives. Through the eyes of the storyteller, we gain insight into the nuances of human behavior, complexity of relationships, and the social, political, and historical contexts in which these narratives unfold. Personal narratives broaden our horizons and foster empathy and understanding, making us more compassionate and informed individuals. But let's not forget the entertainment factor. Personal narratives have the innate ability to captivate and engage us. We become invested in the characters, their stories, and the emotional arcs that unfold. Whether it's a thrilling adventure, a heartwarming tale of love and friendship, or a thought-provoking exploration of life's complexities, personal narratives have the power to transport us to different worlds and evoke a wide range of emotions. They provide us with an escape from reality while simultaneously offering profound insights into the human condition. Personal narratives remind us of our shared humanity. While each person's story is unique, the underlying themes of love, loss, resilience, and personal growth resonate with all of us. Personal narratives create a sense of connection and solidarity, reminding us that we are not alone in our experiences, struggles, and dreams. They unite us, bridging gaps and fostering a sense of community. Whether it's a memoir, biography, or autobiography, or a fictional tale inspired by true events, personal narratives have the power to leave a lasting impact on our lives. They challenge our beliefs, expand our perspectives, and inspire us to make positive changes. Personal narratives remind us of our capacity for empathy, compassion, and understanding, encouraging us to embrace our own stories and the stories of others. Immerse yourself in the pages. Let them transport you to new worlds and allow them to touch your heart and soul. Open yourself up to the power of storytelling, and you'll find inspiration, education, and entertainment in abundance. But remember, each personal narrative is a precious gift, a testament to the richness of the human experience. So, memoirs, telling your own story. Creating a memoir is an act of courage, vulnerability, and self-reflection. It is about delving deep into the recesses of your memory, unearthing the moments emotions, and experiences that shaped you. Your memoir is an opportunity to shape your unique voice, insights, and lessons with the world. The first step in creating a memoir is to reflect on your life and identify the central theme or period that you want to explore. Perhaps it's a transformative event, a significant relationship, or a period of personal growth. Finding that focal point will help you shape the narrative and give your memoir a cohesive structure. Once you have your theme, it's time to immerse yourself in those memories. Start jotting down key moments, emotions, and thoughts that come to mind. Don't worry about the organization or structure at this stage. Just let the memories flow. Think of yourself as an archaeologist uncovering the artifacts of your past. As you capture your memories on paper, don't shy away from the truth. And memoir is a place for honesty and authenticity. Embrace the joys, the sorrows, the triumphs, and the challenges. Share your vulnerabilities and be willing to explore the complexities of your own character. It's through these honest portrayals that readers will connect with your story on a deeper level. Remember that storytelling is an art form, and your memoir should read like a compelling narrative. Use vivid descriptions, sensory details, and engaging language to bring your memories to life. Take your readers on an emotional journey, allowing them to experience your story alongside you. One of the most critical aspects of creating a memoir is finding your unique voice. Your voice makes your memoir distinct and personal. Embrace your natural style of storytelling, whether it's humorous, introspective, or poetic. Let your personality shine through those pages, capturing the essence of who you are. While a memoir is a personal story, it's important to consider your reader as well. Think about what you want them to take away from your memoir. What insights, lessons, or inspirations do you hope to provide? Craft your narrative with your readers in mind, balancing your personal experiences with universal themes that resonate with a broader audience. As you weave your memoir together, don't be afraid to ask for feedback from trusted friends or family. Editing is a crucial step in the memoir writing process. Review your draft with a critical eye, looking for areas where you can enhance the narrative, clarify your thoughts, or tighten the prose. Trim any unnecessary details or digressions that may distract from the central story. Remember, concise and focused writing can have a powerful impact. In sharing personal stories, it's natural to feel a sense of vulnerability. Remember that you have control over what you choose to share. Set boundaries that make you feel comfortable and respect your own privacy. It's your memoir, and you have the final say on what you reveal to the world. Once you have polished your memoir to your satisfaction, consider seeking publication options. You can research literary agents, publishing houses, or self-publishing platforms that align with your goals and aspirations. Prepare a query letter, even if you're going the self-publishing route, or a book proposal that highlights the unique aspects of your memoir and showcases your writing talent. Embrace the journey of writing a memoir as a process of self-discovery and growth. Writing about your own life can be cathartic, healing, and empowering. Embrace the lessons you've learned, the challenges you've overcome, and the wisdom that you've gained along the way. Your memoir is a testament to your resilience and the legacy that you want to leave behind. Embrace the memories, the emotions, and the transformative moments that have shaped you. Share your story with authenticity, honesty, and a unique voice. And remember, the power of your personal narrative lies not just in the words on the page, but the connection you forge with your readers. When we reflect on our significant life experiences, we open ourselves up to a deeper understanding of who we are and what truly matters. These experiences can range from moments of great joy and achievement to times of immense pain and challenge. They shape our character, values, and perspective, and they help us grow. Think back to those moments in your life that stand out, Those milestones, the turning points, and the encounters took your breath away. How did they affect you? Did they inspire you to pursue a new path or challenge your preconceived notions? Did they teach you resilience, compassion, or gratitude? Reflecting on these experiences allows us to extract valuable lessons and wisdom that can guide us forward. Significant life experiences also have the power to shape our relationships with others. They can deepen our connections, create bonds of empathy, and foster a sense of shared humanity. When we open up about our own experiences, we invite others to do the same, creating spaces of trust, understanding, and support. It's important to acknowledge that not all significant life experiences are positive. We may have faced adversity, loss, or heartbreak along the way. While these experiences can be incredibly challenging, they also have the potential to cultivate resilience, strength, and wisdom within us. They teach us the power of perseverance and the importance of finding meaning in difficult times. As we reflect on our significant life experiences, celebrate the growth and transformation they have brought into your lives. Honor the lessons learned, the strength given, and the moments that have shaped us into who we are today. Embrace that full spectrum of experiences, the highs and the lows, the joys and the sorrows, and recognize that each one has contributed to your unique story. Cherish the memories, embrace the lessons, and allow them to guide you forward in your journey. And remember, it's through reflection that we find clarity, gratitude, and the wisdom to navigate the beautiful tapestry of life. The art of organizing the narrative structure and determining the storytelling style, two essential elements that bring your story to life. With organizing the narrative structure of your story, think of it as creating a roadmap for your readers. You want to guide them through your story in a way that is clear, engaging, and keeps them wanting more. Begin by identifying key moments, events, and themes that you want to highlight. Consider unique structures that can help you convey your story effectively. You may choose a chronological approach, starting from the beginning and moving forward in time. This is straightforward, and it's a way to present your narrative and allow the readers to experience the journey alongside you. Alternatively, you can use a nonlinear structure, jumping back and forth between different periods or events. This approach can add intrigue and suspense to your story, keeping readers engaged as they piece together the puzzle of your life. Another option is a thematic structure. This is where you organize your story around specific themes or ideas. This allows you to explore different facets of your experiences and tie them together, offering a deeper understanding of your journey. As you determine your storytelling style, consider the tone and voice that best conveys your story. Are you aiming for a lighthearted, humorous tone or a more introspective and contemplative one? Let your authentic voice shine through and choose a style that reflects the essence of your story. Consider using the use of descriptive language to paint a vivid image in the minds of your readers. Engage their senses by incorporating sensory details that make your story come alive. Show, don't tell. Remember that one? Another important aspect is pacing of your narrative. Some moments may require a slower, more reflective prose, while others demand a fast pace to convey excitement or urgency. Experiment with different pacing techniques to keep your readers hooked and engaged. Remember, organizing the narrative structure and determining the storytelling style is a creative process. Don't be afraid to experiment and revise as you go. Your story is unique, and you have the power to shape it in a way that captures the hearts and minds of your readers. Let your imagination soar as you organize the narrative structure and embrace your storytelling style. Create a roadmap that guides your readers through the twists and turns of your story. Infuse your writing with your unique voice, engaging language, and the pacing that keeps readers captivated. When we embark on a journey of sharing our personal experiences, it is natural to feel a sense of vulnerability. Honesty is key to creating a unique and general connection with our readers. It allows us to share our truths, struggles, and triumphs, and it invites others to relate to our story on a deeper level. However, it is crucial to consider the impact of our words that may have on ourselves and the surrounding people. One way to strike balance is by setting personal boundaries. Reflect on what aspects of your story you're comfortable sharing and what parts you prefer to keep private. Consider the potential consequences of revealing certain details, both for yourself and for others that are involved. Respecting our own privacy and that of our loved ones is essential for maintaining trust and healthy relationships. Another consideration is the timing of sharing certain experiences. Sometimes it may be necessary to allow ourselves time to process and heal before sharing sensitive or deeply personal moments. Give yourself permission to honor your own journey and share when the time feels right for you. When it comes to the privacy of others, it is important to get their consent before sharing their stories or personal details. Respecting their boundaries and perspectives is crucial in maintaining trust and preserving relationships. Consider changing names or other identifying information to protect the privacy of individuals who may not wish to be directly identified. Finding alternative ways to convey your experiences can help strike a balance. Focus on the emotions, lessons, and universal themes rather than providing specific details that may compromise privacy. By maintaining the essence of your story without compromising the privacy of others, you still can create a powerful and impactful narrative. Remember, balancing honesty and privacy considerations is a personal journey. It requires self-reflection, empathy, and respect for ourselves and the people we care about. By finding that delicate balance, we can share our stories authentically while honoring our own boundaries and preserving the privacy of others. Embrace the power of honesty in your storytelling, but also hold a space for privacy and respect. Share your truth, lessons, and experiences with openness and vulnerability while considering the potential impact on yourself and others. By striking this balance, you can create a narrative that is both compelling and considerate. Vivid descriptions bring your story to life by painting a vivid picture in the minds of your readers. Use sensory details to transport your audience into the world you're describing. Engage their senses by describing the sights, the sounds, the smells, tastes, and textures that surround your character and settings. By creating a sensory experience, you allow your readers to fully engage with your story and feel like they're right there with you. Dialogue is another powerful tool that adds depth and authenticity to your storytelling. Use dialogue to reveal the personalities, motivations, and conflicts of your characters. Make it natural and true to life, allowing your characters' voices to shine through. Through dialogue, you can create moments of tension, humor, and revelation that keep your readers engaged and connected to the narrative. Emotions are the heart and soul of your story. They allow readers to empathize with your character and feel a deep connection to their experiences. Show, don't tell with emotions. Instead of simply stating that the character is sad, describe their tear-stained cheeks, trembling voice, or slumped shoulders. Let the readers experience the emotions alongside your characters, and they will be invested in the journey. Don't be afraid to delve into the complexities of human emotion. Embrace the full range from joy to love to fear and heartbreak. The more authentic and raw your portrayal of emotions, the more your readers will connect with your story on an emotional level. But remember, the key to incorporating vivid descriptions, dialogue, and emotions is to show rather than tell. Engage your reader's senses through evocative language. Bring your characters to life through natural and meaningful dialogue. and allow the emotions to flow organically. By doing so, you create a rich and immersive experience for your readers. Let your words leap off the page through vivid descriptions, authentic dialogue, and heartfelt emotions. Create sensory experiences that transport your readers, allow them to connect with your characters, and evoke a range of emotions. By engaging your readers on these levels, you will leave a lasting impact and create a story that stays with them long after they've finished reading. Revision is a powerful tool that allows you to polish and enhance your writing. Once you have completed your initial draft, take a step back and approach it with fresh eyes. Just like any story, read through your work and look for areas where you can improve clarity, tighten your prose, or strengthen the narrative flow. This process of revision helps you refine your storytelling and create more compelling reading experience. But remember, revision is not just about correcting errors or making small edits. It's about taking a deeper dive into your story and making it the best it can be. Ask yourself, does the structure flow smoothly? Are the characters well developed? Does pacing keep the readers engaged? By critiquing your work, you can identify areas for improvement and make necessary adjustments. Seeking feedback from individuals that you trust is an invaluable part of the revision process. Share your work with beta readers, writing groups, or mentors who can provide honest and constructive feedback. Their fresh perspectives can uncover blind spots, highlight strengths, and offer suggestions for improvement. Embrace this feedback as an opportunity for growth and refinement. When seeking feedback, choose individuals who understand your vision and can provide thoughtful insights. Their feedback should align with your goals as a writer and the intended impact of your story. Remember, not all feedback will resonate with you, and that's okay. Take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Remember, it's your book. You're the boss. Approach the feedback process with an open mind and a willingness to learn and grow. Embrace constructive criticism as a gift that helps you elevate your writing to new heights. Be receptive to suggestions, but also trust your own voice and instincts as you decide about what changes to implement. Ultimately, the goal of seeking feedback and engaging in the revision process is to create a story that resonates with your readers. By refining your work and incorporating the insights of others, you can ensure that your story is going to be impactful, engaging, and true to your vision. Embrace the power of revision and seek feedback from trusted individuals. Polish your work, refine your storytelling, and create a story that captivates and moves your readers. Remember, the journey of writing is a continuous process of growth and improvement. Biographies and autobiographies, sharing others' lives. Whether you're chronicling the life of another remarkable individual or penning your own memoir, this process is a thrilling journey of discovery, reflection, and storytelling. So here are some tips on going through this. So first, choose a compelling subject. The first step into writing a biography, autobiography, or memoir is selecting a subject captivates your interests. Choose someone's life story who is inspiring, intriguing, or has a significant impact on the world. Alternatively, if you are writing an autobiography, reflect on those moments and experiences that have shaped you and consider which ones will resonate with readers. Extensive research. To create an accurate and interesting narrative, thorough research is essential. Dive into libraries, archives, and online resources to gather as much information as possible about your subject or your own life. Interview with key individuals, explore primary and secondary sources, and immerse yourself in a historical, cultural, or social context that surrounds your story. Crafting a strong narrative. A biography or autobiography is not a mere regurgitation of facts, but a narrative that weaves together events, emotions, and insights. Begin by outlining the key moments and themes you want to explore. Structure your story in a way that engages readers, whether it's a chronological timeline or a thematic approach that explores different aspects of the subject's life or your own experiences. Showcasing authenticity. authenticity is the heart and soul of a biography or autobiography. Be honest and open in your storytelling, allowing your subject or yourself to shine through. Share both the triumphs and challenges, victories and vulnerabilities. Capture the essence of the person or essence of your own journey, reassuring the readers and ensuring them that your connection with humanity and authenticity is there in the story. Incorporate personal reflections. In an autobiography, your personal reflections add depth and introspection to your narrative. Share your thoughts, lessons learned, and personal growth throughout your journey. Offer insights and perspectives that shed light on the significance of events and experiences you've encountered. An engaging writing style. A captivating writing style will hold the reader's attention. Use descriptive language to paint vivid images, engage all the senses, and transport the readers into a world that you're depicting. Incorporate dialogue, antidotes, and storytelling techniques that bring the narrative to life. Aim for a balance between engaging prose and factual accuracy. Seeking feedback. Just with any form of writing, seeking feedback from trusted individuals is invaluable. Share your manuscript or draft with beta readers, editors, or writing groups who can provide constructive criticism and suggestions. Embrace this feedback as an opportunity to refine and strengthen your work. Editing and polishing. Just like with any book, editing is an essential part of the writing process. Review your manuscript carefully, checking for grammar, punctuation, and clarity. Polish your prose, ensuring that each sentence flows smoothly and contributes to the overall narrative. Trim any unnecessary details and tighten the structure when needed. And celebrate the journey. Writing a biography or autobiography is a remarkable achievement, regardless of if it's for publication or personal reflection. Take a moment to celebrate that you've embarked upon and the story that you've created. Reflect on the growth and insight you gained throughout the process. Immerse yourself in the lives of extraordinary individuals, or explore the depths of your own experiences. Without thorough research, authentic storytelling, engaging writing, and a dash of introspection, you can craft a narrative that captivates readers and leaves a lasting impact. Seek feedback from trusted individuals and embrace the revision process to refine your memoir or biography. Honor the truth when considering the impact on others by reflecting on intentions, maintaining factual accuracy, and seeking consent and respect privacy. Present multiple perspectives, foster dialogue, and approach others with empathy and compassion. And use vivid language, evocative imagery, and sensory details to captivate readers. Pace your descriptions to employ figurative language and engage the senses. Remember, show, not tell, and use dialogue to bring your story to life. Remember, writing memoirs and biographies or autobiographies is a beautiful way to share our stories with readers. Whether through personal reflections or comprehensive life narratives, we have the power to inspire, educate, and entertain within our hearts. This show is brought to you by my book, Hollywood Hearts, The Second Act, now up on Amazon and in Kindle Unlimited. Beth Edwards didn't think her book would be anything more than scribblings in a notebook. Never in her wildest dreams would she have thought that her book would become a blockbuster success and a Hollywood came calling. Life would never be the same for Beth and her young family as they headed to Hollywood to oversee production. Robert Cobb, the seasoned actor, had wanted to be involved in the project since he had seen Beth on TV promoting her book. He was amazed at who Beth was. As their characters fall for each other on the screen, they are both confused with what they are feeling off screen. Will true love happen when the director calls out, cut, that's a wrap? If you like behind the scenes of Hollywood, and the romance of meeting and falling for one of your TV crushes, Hollywood Hearts, the second act, a contemporary feel-good romance, will capture your heart. Find it on Amazon, a Kindle Unlimited exclusive. In news this week, the book industry is predicting the supply chain delays will impact this holiday season. The impact of supply chain delays on the book industry is predicted to affect the upcoming holiday season. The book industry, like many others, are facing significant challenges because of various factors causing delays in the supply chain. Supply chain delays have become a pressure issue for the book industry. Factors such as global shipping distributions, labor shortages, and production delays have created bottlenecks and hampered the time for timely delivery of books. As a result, publishers, booksellers, and readers all are feeling the effects. We're already seeing this with an increase in printing costs at both Amazon's KDP and at Ingram Spark in the indie world. One of the major concerns is the potential impact on the upcoming holiday season. With the delays in book production and distribution, there is a risk of book shortages and longer delivery times. This could affect both brick and mortar stores and online retailers, making it challenging for them to meet the high demand during this crucial time. Indie bookstores are facing unique challenges. Their smaller size and limited resources make it harder for them to absorb the impact of supply chain disruptions. They rely heavily on pre-orders and timely deliveries to meet customers' expectations, making the delays even more worrisome. Publishers are working on diligently managing the situation. They are striving to balance the demand for new releases and maintain steady supply of the popular titles. However, the uncertain nature of the supply chain issues poses significant challenges. Publishers are collaborating with booksellers and exploring alternative distribution methods to mitigate the impact. As readers, it is essential for us to be patient and understanding during these times. Supporting local bookstores by pre-ordering books and shopping early can help ease some of the strain on the supply chain. It's never too early to begin your holiday shopping. Being open to alternative formats such as ebooks or audiobooks can also provide more flexibility in accessing titles that we love. Supply chain delays in the book industry are a cause for concern, particularly as we are approaching the holiday season. The industry is grappling with production and distribution challenges that may cause book shortages and longer delivery times. Publishers, booksellers, and readers are working together to navigate these difficult times and find solutions. By being patient and supporting local bookstores and exploring alternative formats, we can mitigate the impact and ensure that books continue to bring joy to our lives. So, more supply chain issues. Yay! And the word of the week, plot hole. A plot hole is a writing error that occurs when a key information is left out of a story or contradictory information is included. When there is a plot hole, things will occur in the story that wouldn't be possible or practical in the context of what the readers have been told along the way. So picture this. You're engrossed in a thrilling tale and suddenly something just doesn't quite add up. That's a plot hole, a writing error that can leave readers scratching their heads. A plot hole occurs when the essential information is missing or contradictory details present in a story. It's a gap in the narrative fabric that can disrupt the flow and believability of the plot. Imagine characters suddenly possessing magical powers with no explanation, or a key object mysteriously disappearing and then reappearing without any rhyme or reason. These inconsistencies can throw readers off and create confusion. Plot holes can frustrate readers because they break the immersion and make us question the logic of the story. They can undermine character motivations, create implausible scenarios, or render certain plot points irrelevant. As storytellers, it is important to strive for a cohesive and consistency. ensuring that the story remains grounded in its own rules and logic. The key to avoiding plot holes is through planning and careful attention to detail. Craft a well-structured outline, keep track of important plot elements and character arcs. Continually review your story to ensure that all crucial information is provided to readers and that there are no contradictory or illogical events. The use of beta readers or critique partners can be invaluable in identifying potential plot holes. Seek feedback from trusted individuals who can provide fresh perspective, fresh eyes, and spot any consistencies or gaps in your storytelling. Remember, when addressing plot holes, strengthen your narrative and keep readers engaged. This takes time to tie up loose ends, clarify information, and maintain the integrity of your story. And that is a plot hole. And for the personal update, this week has been a time for a new adventure for me. I started a new job outside of being an author and a podcaster. This week has been about adjusting to the new position and adapting our schedules around it. The team members that I'm working with are always laughing, which makes the vibe of the office just a really nice place to be. They keep it lighthearted as we deal with the challenges that were presented throughout the day. We were also affected by the Canadian wildfires this week. Someone told me when they looked out the office window, it looked like it was after a sandstorm from when they were deployed in the desert with the military. It was a very surreal time to have the decreased vision. And even though I'm healthy, I've recovered from my head cold, breathing was a bit challenging. I felt dusty and really tired by the end of the night, even with the air conditioning on. I swear, I think it even affected the Wi-Fi on my phone. It was a delight to see the blue skies again, especially when we really didn't know exactly when it was going to be over. I've never really had to monitor the air quality before, but doing so gave me a sense of hope, knowing that we were on our way out of this really odd weather event. I honestly hope to never have to go through that again, because it was just, you felt like you were in a book, kind of dystopian end of world kind of thing. So I'm glad it's over. We're all healthy and now looking forward to some rain to wash all that dust away. So next week's show is all about the hero's journey. I hope everyone has a fantastic week, and I'll see you then.
This was The Author's Lighthouse, a Fireball Studio production. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Author's Lighthouse. And if you like the show, leave us a 5-star review on your podcast platform. It really helps get the show discovered. And also, don't forget to subscribe. If you have a topic you would like to suggest for a future episode, email it to Karen@theauthorslighthouse.com. If you liked this episode and want to hear more, please support the show at patreon.com/authorslighthouse. That's patreon.com/authorslighthouse. Every bit helps support the show. This was The Author's Lighthouse, a Fireball Studio production. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Author's Lighthouse and on Twitter at AuthorsLH. And if you like the show, subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps get the show discovered. If you have a topic you would like to suggest for a future episode, email it to Karen@theauthorslighthouse.com. That's Karen@theauthorslighthouse.com. And if you really like this story and want to help more, please support the show at patreon.com/authorslighthouse. That's patreon.com/authorslighthouse. Every little bit helps support the show, and thank you.